questioning my mood.
Okay. Hello. So this is the alternative where we are actually now going to be testing your brilliant maths teachers on their skills in English. So I think we can all agree that Miss Meeks and Mr. Neil did a very valiant effort. So let's see how Miss Rashid and Mr. McGowan fare with our quiz.
Can I just highlight, I do have a dictionary in my room, but never used it.
Oh, okay, sorry. Great. Good for you.
Probably not going to be much help.
It's for the
right,
students.
Do you want to go question one then, and I will take it in turns.
Okay, name the playwright that wrote An Inspector Calls.
You were both in this performance.
It's not Jekyll and Hyde.
What? Wrote the playwright?
Who wrote it?
You sat there and read this. You did read it.
Who was the first letter?
We know the characters.
Who was the first
letter? It's J.P. and then
Proctor.
It's not J.P.
It's not Rowling.
J.P.
J.B.
Burn.
No.
Wrong.
Why is it B's the first letter?
No.
No.
I'm confused. What's the last letter of the surname?
P.
Presley.
Neely?
Preston.
No.
Further away. Now we're just guessing.
Okay. Priestly.
This is actually a question.
Priestly, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You read this book. You were there. Okay, next question. No, like, these are just a pop quiz. This is easy.
This is the sort of thing that we expect students to know.
Well, it's not actually on their exam.
But
well,
they would need to know it.
To
know it, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like formula.
So it is on their exam.
Yes, okay.
Mr. McGowan. Okay.
Ready? Question two.
What's a metaphor? For a bonus point, can you give us an example?
So metaphor is the opposite of literal.
Yeah.
So where you use something in context or something else.
Not really. You were closer with.
Do you want to give an example?
A metaphor is like I. No, I always say to the kids.
Do you? It seems like you're really helping them out.
I do. I say I don't mean it literally.
So what's one of those things you might say?
So like, I say things like. I have.
you say you're a star. You're a star.
But they're not really a star.
Yeah, you're not really a star. Yeah, that's
because they're a human.
Yeah. In most cases, yes. Right. Okay, next question. Spell onomatopoeia.
Oh, I love this word. First of all, onomatopoeia, is that what does that mean first of all? I don't know.
So. Well, the kids sent me to revise this. I was like,
yeah. Onomatopoeia is like a sound thing.
Hold on. Impressive. Yeah.
You can say definitions.
I know, but I thought I'd get a brownie point for saying that.
Should we do it letter by letter? See
yes.
Can I write this down? Because I'm like Miss Meeks. But Miss Meeks wrote it down.
Yeah, I disagree. Oh,
I think we should stick it in letter.
If you're more likely to do better by writing it down, write it down. I don't think you'll get it right even if you do write it down, Mr. McGowan.
Well, I just want to say I wrote this down, but it's completely wrong. O-N-A.
No.
Okay,
so she went O-N-A.
Yeah.
That's wrong. Onomatopoeia.
Maybe it's O-N-O.
It is.
O-N-O.
Yeah.
A. No.
Okay, forget it. We've
got it. O-N-O-E.
No, forget it. What's the point guessing? Just next.
Oh, hang on. One more. O-N-O-E.
No.
No, what? O-N-O-E.
Sorry, 1 second. O-N-O-M.
Yes.
Yeah.
O-N-O. M A
yeah.
T
yeah
A
no
E
no
I
no other one no
you
no O
what
it's onomato
O again
onomato O E
A
said that
A O
yeah
O E
O P
onomato peeper.
Pass next
next one
I A oh come on
E A
so. Next one, Mr. Neil.
Can you name 5 language features you might comment on in the exam?
Are you in a meeting for
a few? Yeah, we're in a really serious meeting. Maybe you can help.
Yeah, Mr. Cronin, maybe you
can. Can you name 5 language features?
Language
speaking.
Features.
No.
Oh,
simile.
Well done. 1.
Yes. Metaphor.
Well done. 2.
Oh, noun.
3.
That's a noun. Simile.
That's a word.
Simile.
A word type.
Yeah!
Adverb.
Simile.
Onomatopoeia.
I've given you simile already. I'm counting on my hand.
A pun.
Oh,
yes, a pun.
Yes.
So we're on 4. We've got 4.
Alliteration.
5. Well done.
Sorry,
do you know what alliteration is?
Yeah.
Who won that?
Yeah.
The record, Miss Rashid was shouting out noun, verb, adverb. They're not language features so much, they're word groups. So you can't say, the author has used a noun.
Noun is a doing word.
Can you show me that
yesterday? No, it's not. That's Shut up! Who taught you that?
My mum listened. I'm not gonna.
I know. Don't name names. Yeah. But that is so. Now I'm doing word. I learnt that. Wow.
Okay. Next.
Okay. Can you list the characters in an Inspector Calls?
You can because you were in
Sheila,
it.
Sheila.
Mr. Burling. Ed.
I forgot my was Eric. Eric.
You weren't Eric. Firstly.
It was I then. I'm Mr. Burling.
Yeah.
I forgot his first name. Mr. Burling. Mrs. Burling. Eric. Yeah. Sheila.
Yeah.
The Inspector.
Yeah.
And then on the third one, I was just going to take.
Think Mr. Cornish.
Cornish. Who's Cornish?
He was the one that was the son, the one getting married.
Yeah.
Eric.
No, Eric's the son. You've already got Eric.
Who was the one getting married then?
Well, I'm not telling you.
Sorry.
Mr. Cornish.
Who was Mr. Cornish? What was his character?
Oh my gosh, he was a Miss Gerald.
He was Miss Gerald.
Miss.
Mr. Gerald.
Oh, Mr. Gerald.
I loved Mr. Cornish.
And we've missed
then.
Out one character.
Oh, the
Ava
lady.
Smith.
The lady.
Yes,
oh,
there we
Shirley.
Go. We've done that already.
I've done that already, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep up.
And there was one tiny other character who comes in for just a few short
words.
Oh,
that lady, the maid.
Yeah, what was she called?
It was...
Jude.
No, that was meant to be my original role before I got promoted.
And the best decision we ever made begins with an E.
One of
Edna.
Well
Edna.
Done.
Yes.
I was going to say Edna.
I think I'm winning overall.
No, you're not.
No, I am.
Definitely got the confidence.
No, overall.
Okay, come. We need to prove Mr. McGowan. I need to beat him.
This is taking longer than our 10 questions, just FYI.
You only got to question 4. Get it right.
No, we did 10 before.
No,
so stop being so judgmental.
Oh,
well, that's
what you got to 4. Okay.
Carry on.
How many consonants are there in the alphabet?
5. No, 26. No, 26. I'm 26 second with 5, 21. 21.
It is 21. Five
vowels. 21.
26 consonants.
Vowels. I have
won
the maths question. 21. It is 21 because you got 5 vowels and you take them away from the 26 letters.
I
just want to
be Mr. McGowan now.
You did.
So 21.
21.
But I said it
right
at the end.
Can't change your answer.
Okay, right.
You said
I don't
can't
know.
Change
I
your
meet
answer.
You,
you said you can't change your answer.
It's too late.
Have you changed
I'm
going to
win.
What's a sonnet?
Oh, like a poem. Something about the lines.
Oh, the letters. The letters of the name makes the poem, isn't it?
No. It's
like Miss Meeks, isn't it? Like Ellie's Magical.
No.
An acrostic poem.
It's normally a four-liner.
I forget that, then.
You no, would fail.
That's an acoustic 14 poem.
Lines. Acrostic poem.
14 lines, and the something rhymes. Every other rhymes something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
rhyming couplets.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah, rhyming couplets.
Well done, Miss. Did you revise?
No.
That's really good.
That was really
that's quite impressive.
Thank you.
Okay, next one. Give an example of personification.
Is that where you sort of... Is it quite personal?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that.
So, like, I? In terms of I, me,
no.
Myself?
No, that would be a noun.
Okay, that's a noun. Okay, then.
Sorry, like McGowan, the doing word.
Personification. Can you give me a
Clue.
Sentence where you would use personification?
If you're trying to... I was about to say, try to create an image in the reader's mind. Like,
no, do not say
never
that.
Say no. That.
Never say that one.
But it's so the person's in there, so it's something to do with person.
So it's
but it's image. It's a type of imagery. So it's not actually to do with the person, but it's
what they see.
No,
what
it's more about giving the characteristics of a person.
Well, that's exactly what it is
in third
what?
Context.
Angry.
I've given them half.
Oh, was that
angry.
The answer?
Away.
No. Giving, like, an inanimate object human-like features. So what could you do?
Like a dog.
Yeah, and what could
but
you
that,
say the dog does?
The dog breathes.
Well, that,
the
does.
Table,
dogs breathe anyway.
The table is large.
No, go back to the dog example.
Human features.
Yeah, so
human features.
Okay, the table.
Breathing.
Okay,
walking.
But, well, there are things that dogs do, so you're not creating an image other than...
Oh, what? So emotions.
The table is funny.
Okay, yes.
Yes, I win.
I'm going to go back.
The table can't be funny, right? Because it's wood, right?
What
actually, the rectangle looks like a smart, happy face, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. It's a straight face.
If you do two eyes in it, it's a straight face.
Can I go back?
It's funny.
Can you please go back?
Year 11, please don't use in your section B, the table is funny, to try and impress the examiner
I just
with your
like,
linguistic
I just
skills.
Like the dog breathes.
The dog walks.
Wait, what about the dog example?
No, so you could say that the dog was like smiling or whistling or
danced
down the street.
Okay,
so it's something that dogs don't normally do, but humans might.
Sometimes
okay.
They smile.
So like the wind whistled is a classic
okay,
example.
The wind.
All right, well, carry on.
I like that one,
I don't
yeah.
want you giving the
Why
wrong information.
Why is Neil drawing his head to my house
as well? I think, yeah, just
yeah,
stress.
That's amusing me as well. Why is he drawing his head?
Okay, who wrote Jekyll and Hyde?
All I know is they're making a remake of
Oh,
this.
Let's take
Can
a guess.
I just say?
Wait a second.
No, they're making a remake.
I'm going to take a guess because someone came up with that
it's
name.
It's pretty famous.
Yeah, I'm going to take I don't know who this person is.
You're going to get it right, aren't you?
I forgot, is it Jesus? No, it's not. What is that?
No.
What is that quote? There's a quote that's got a name.
There's
Dr.
a quote.
Dr. Zeus.
No.
No. In Jekyll and Hyde, they're making a remake. I told you. Ellen DeGeneres is going to be the voiceover of something. And she's doing with something.
I can't breathe. Is it Jesus? Do you think Jekyll and Hyde was written by Jesus?
I don't even know what it is. Oh, yeah, I got the name wrong. Not that. Yeah, I've got the wrong thing.
McCowan? Is it blasphemy then? No?
Sort okay. of. Maybe not.
No, maybe not. Is it a famous
name? I'll give
name?
You the first two.
Okay, yeah.
First two parts of the name. Robert Lewis.
What's Simmons.
Simmons. Proctor.
No.
What is it with Proctor? Robert Lewis.
Robert Lewis.
That's not helpful.
What's
your first letter?
Sterling. Stimmons.
Stemmons.
Stevenson.
Stevenson, of course.
How have you not heard of him? He's so famous.
He is. I can't say. I apologise. He's really famous.
What else did he write? So that's not even on the question, but I'm like, do you know?
What does it begin with?
Clearly not. We didn't know he wrote that.
Okay,
so.
No, never mind.
No, next. What does it begin with?
Last one. This next. Is
never going
to get
this. Right,
there's no point even saying next. This
but
question because they're
the
so
students.
Stupid.
But you educate right. me. Fine.
Go on.
Oh. What is pathetic fallacy?
Pathetic's
not
like
not
pathetic.
It's not
what you think. It's being pathetic.
Being pathetic.
Oh, right.
No, and all of our year 11s will be screaming this answer if they listen to this because this is drummed into them.
Could you repeat it?
No, they've not switched off.
Could you repeat it, please?
What is pathetic fallacy?
So it's the opposite.
The
of being
device.
Pathetic,
no,
so
it's not the
it
opposite.
It's something they do in the essay.
We just said it's nothing to do with it.
It is something to do with how they write the essay.
It's something that a writer will
say
use.
Again?
So you
yes.
might
pathetic,
notice it in when you're reading.
Pathetic what?
Pathetic fallacy.
It's basically
referring to someone in the third person.
No.
I don't know.
Fallacy, like foul.
Say again.
Pathetic fallacy.
No. Do
well,
you give up?
Not. If we knew
something
we'd
by emotion.
Oh, should I give you it?
Something by emotion.
Give us a clue.
So you're warming yeah. up further than referring to someone in the third person, which
okay,
is
so
the first guess. It's something to do with emotions, and I'm pointing.
Have you seen Boy in the Striped
Pyjamas?
I love Boy in the Striped Pyjamas.
Okay, think that final scene.
Right, the end.
Where Bruno goes to the fence.
Yeah, to find his friend.
And think what the scene's like there, and then how is it at the end of the scene? Has something changed?
At the end of the scene, it was the dad.
Yeah, no, you're thinking, I'm pointing out the
window.
What am I pointing at? Well,
the view.
Okay.
Oh, well,
the view from someone
not
else.
Not dreams. But what's also out there, like,
the horizon.
Oh,
the whole
God, I'm
weather.
Hot.
Weather.
The weather. Say it again.
The weather.
Yeah.
The weather.
What's that got to do with anything?
It's the way you said it,
Mrs. McGowan. So the weather, and then what was the other thing we said? Emotions. So what could be happening?
How many times?
You know that scene
emotions?
In Lion King?
I love
when,
Lion King.
When Scar is defeated and it goes from storms to suddenly clear
happy.
Sky when they win. What's that? What's happening?
Happiness. It's
a change of
mood. Change of
direction.
Weather reflecting the mood.
Of course.
Oh,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that's
well done.
Perfect sense.
Like in Boy in the Striped Pyjamas where Bruno arrives at the fence to meet Shmuel and it's beautiful sunlight, but then by the end of the scene when Bruno has died...
It's not even
okay,
a sense.
It's all grey and everything.
I thought
the
Striped
Pyjamas yeah,
was
right, yeah.
banana mint. That's what I thought you were on about.
No, it makes sense because the weather changes.
What is
like,
Boys in a Striped Pyjamas?
Can I just say
pajamas?
That you guys...
It's a really good book.
What's the bananas in a Striped Pyjamas thing called?
Have you not read Boys in a Striped
No, obviously not.
He's only read one book. Hunger Games or Twilight, I can't remember.
And
you're thinking of that song, Banana.
You didn't.
In pajamas. That's why I think we were like,
the striped pyjamas is the uniform they wear.
What technique is that? Bananas in pyjamas.
Rhyming.
Well done. There we go.
Can I just say I won that round?
No, she didn't win that round.
Okay.
No,
you lost
pajamas.
It.
Right.
Well, I lost the will to live, but hopefully you
Who
are doing...
Who won it? I don't think Rasheed won.
I won, clearly.
No, she didn't win. How
so
can you say she won?
Let's do the paper stone and let's do this finalise
I don't believe
we're
still arguing over
Okay, so well, paper stone. That means we're drawn there.
No, if I win, that's it. One, or nothing.
Okay, ready?
Is it 1, 2, 3, go, or
okay.
1, 2, 3?
Yeah, what is it? You have to clarify that as well.
What?
Is it 1, 2, 3, go?
You just clarify that.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. Okay.
Go, do maths. Go prime, even, odd.
No,
then go.
Don't try and make fun of us because you've just been absolutely annihilated by the most basic questions in 11 years.
Okay, let's go for this.
1, 2, 3,
okay,
go.
Okay, go. So it's on the counter for it. Okay, go.
One, two, three, go.
Oh, it was
it's
two pieces of paper.
Okay, that's it. We'll close out of that.
It's a draw.
Oh!
I won.
Okay, over and out. Hope you enjoyed.
I won.
Thanks, guys.